It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. Coming up on Central Time, we'll hear from a founding member of the legendary Milwaukee band Violent Femmes about their early years and the staying power of their music. First, additional American troops appear to be heading to Iraq as the extremist group known as the Islamic State continues to take cities around the country. Earlier this week, President Obama authorized the deployment of up to 450 more American troops to Iraq in order to train and assist the Iraqi forces who are battling ISIS. Now, a top American general is saying the U.S. is considering establishing additional military bases there in Iraq. All this has some people wondering, what exactly are we getting into after a decade of war in Iraq? Are we heading back into another extended conflict there? Joining us now is Jeremy Suri. He's the Mack Brown Distinguished Chair for Leadership in Global Affairs and Professor of History and Public Affairs at the University of Texas, Austin. Jeremy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So more military advisors headed over to Iraq to help with training, a lot of news, maybe more bases. How did we get back to this point after this long drawdown in Iraq?
Well, we're in a vicious cycle, unfortunately. We've tried to withdraw from the region. That was a serious plan, which President Barack Obama was pursuing. But the destruction in the region, the collapse of the Iraqi state, and the somewhat full collapse of the Syrian state have allowed new terrorist groups, new groups that we see as threats to our interests, to come into power in various parts of the area. And the concern that they will attack American interests in the region has convinced at least the American military leadership that we need to have more of a military presence. So the consequences of what we did in the early 2000s are pulling us back in right now.
One difficulty here is that we're putting more American interests there potentially to be attacked. There's concern that more American troops, more American bases, more targets for ISIS leading to possible escalation.
I think that's a real and legitimate concern. The more presence we have on the ground, it makes it easier for ISIS and other groups to target us. And in addition, it gives ammunition to their claims that we're invading their territory. These are Sunni Muslims, some of whom are coming from outside the region, but many of whom are from within the region, who see us as attackers on their territory. And the more people we send there, the more ammunition we give to the very people we're fighting.
Now, as President Obama takes this action, he's getting criticized from both sides, from some who don't want any more American involvement than we already have in Iraq. Others from hawks, especially Republicans in places like the U.S. Senate, saying this isn't enough. Trainers aren't enough. We need active troops helping be spotters for airstrikes, maybe more. Is he being pulled in both directions there?
I think, unfortunately, he is. This is the theme of his presidency, especially for foreign policy. Those who wanted us to stay in and be stronger are criticizing us for, as you said, having not stayed as strong as they think we should have been. And others who want us to depart from the region are concerned that we're now re-entering. And we might be getting the worst of both worlds, which is where we send enough forces on the ground to put our name on what's happening there, but not enough to make a difference. And I think the administration has to make some real hard decisions as to whether we're going to disengage, really, and allow bad things to happen, but stay away from it, the region, or whether we want to get in much more fully. And a halfway position is probably not going to work.
Talking to foreign policy expert Jeremy Suri from the University of Texas about the news this week, U.S. sending more troops as advisors to Iraq, considering maybe more U.S. bases there as well. Now, a lot of the talk this week has been about getting Sunni militias, Sunni groups opposed to the Sunni organization ISIS involved in the effort more directly, a concern that the Shia-led government is focusing only on its own troops, as effective as they are, and Shia militias. So how can we bring a coalition crossing that Sunni-Shia boundary to fight ISIS together?
I'm not sure we can. We've been talking about trying to get the quote-unquote good Sunnis to fight on our behalf, quite frankly, since General Petraeus was in the region. And one of the things he did effectively in the short run was appeal to some of those groups. But, of course, that didn't last very long. And we have a horrible track record of managing the factional and ethnic disputes in this region. What generally happens is groups work with us when it's in their short-term interest and then turn against us as soon as they can, especially when they know we're not going to stay in the region for a long time. So I'm skeptical, quite frankly, Rob, of any plan that says we are going to broker an agreement that will bring various Sunni forces together to fight against the extremist Sunnis. I just don't think that's going to work.
It seems like ISIS's success has been this divide and conquer strategy. Multiple sides can't get together. They don't want to risk helping one enemy, in this case Shias versus Sunnis, to attack a common foe, in this case ISIS.
That's right. And I don't think that our getting involved on the ground is going to make this any better, quite frankly. I think the best thing we can do is to try to contain the problem as best we can, and to support those groups which we think are less damaging to us in the short run than ISIS is, but to support them from a distance, maybe using airstrikes when necessary. But sending more trainers and more soldiers on the ground, I actually don't see how that's going to help, for precisely the reason you just said, because it is such a divided and factionalized area.
We'll talk more about how that kind of containment might work to restrict ISIS from spreading within countries like Iraq and Syria and maybe Libya now, and going out to new countries.
Right. So I think one of the things we need to do is to work with the states that are stable states, even if we don't like them, the stable states in the region that can at least bring legitimate power to bear in protecting their borders and perhaps supporting their compatriots in these other societies that have essentially fallen apart. And this is why I strongly support efforts to work with the Iranians. There are many things that the government of Iran does that we don't like, but the government of Iran is similarly opposed to ISIS as we are. And they are a government that is capable of more effectively operating in this territory than we can, and they have a little more legitimacy. So I support the president's efforts to work with Iran as a possible ally. For better or for worse, our allies in the region are going to be the states, not the ethnic groups that we're ignorant of and not capable of really working with effectively.
But working more with Iran, a Shia nation, Shia-led nation, does that drive the moderate Sunnis more into the camp of ISIS if they feel like it's the U.S. and Shia Iran against us?
Well, that would be the case if we worked exclusively with the Iranians. But, of course, we have long-standing ties with the Saudis, which are the opposite side of that coin. I wouldn't call them moderate Sunnis, but they claim to speak for the so-called moderate Sunnis. And what we've traditionally done that has worked to some extent in the region is to balance among the various states, among the Shia and Sunni states, and not be seen as solely supporting one group or another, but instead supporting state structures that are able to protect basic order in the region and prevent just this divide and conquer strategy and the strategy of terror that you've described so well, Rob. And so I think balancing between the Sunnis and the Iranians, between the Saudis and the Iranians and others, is the best thing we can do. And I think that's what the president is trying to do. I'm afraid that sending more American soldiers on the ground will derail us from what is probably a better diplomatic strategy.
Leave it there for now. Jeremy, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Jeremy Suri, professor of history and public affairs at the University of Texas, Austin, joining us to talk about the Obama administration's plans against the Islamic State in Iraq.